This podcast proudly supported by St. George Business Banking, helping Australian businesses start up and grow.
Here in the studio is Dave Jackson, who is a young Sydney entrepreneur who's developing a ride-sharing app called Car Crowd. And Dave, you've actually won a prize to Antarctica, and Giulio Delafitte is leading this team down to Antarctica, and he's joining us on the line. Hi, Giulio. How are you going?
Hey, Heidi. How are you?
Great. Great to chat with you again.
It's great to be back. It's great to be back.
Well, Giulio, you must be pretty impressed with Dave Jackson's Car Crowd. What's the go? You're going to give him a trip down to Antarctica?
Right, look, Dave, you can see his energy, right? And Heidi, as we hang out the last time, I am of the opinion that Australia is the best country in the world.
Good to hear that, Giulio. I was hoping you'd say that tonight.
It is. It is by far. So we are a young country. We're going places. So when you meet people like Dave with the energy and an ability to say, I am going to pursue my passion, and my passion is to get things to happen. So an entrepreneur, as I said, is a guy who look at a problem and unashamedly will say, you know what? I'm going to create a solution for it. I'm going to make a ton of money out of it. And everybody's better off. I solved the problem. I'm better off, and that solution brings wealth to the nation, right? So we had 8 finalists, and so we did the conversations, and then
Giulio, this is the Unstoppables, isn't it?
This is
the Unstoppables, which is your group of entrepreneurs, about 120 of you that are heading down to Antarctica, and you together decided that you wanted to award a prize to a young entrepreneur to come with
you. Correct. So Dave is the guy who won the competition. We tapped into what he's setting out to do, his energy, and the reality is, Heidi, he will come off that boat with mentors, people willing to join him, go beside him. Like I'm already, I said to him as part of the interview is this, you bring passion, discernment, and how do we know what's the future hold? Well, we're going to get that first and bring it backwards. So the reality of his app, inside of his head, there is a few other ideas. You just start talking to him, you start to see it coming out. So the guy himself is a force. And as he wins that prize, I'm sure there's a lot of other people listening to this again thinking, hey, Unstoppables, when are you going to do the next thing? I have an idea too, and I have that too. Well,
sounds like you're a bit unstoppable there, Giulio.
Yeah,
to coin a phrase.
Absolutely. And young entrepreneurs in Australia start to get the permission. You know, this David Jackson guy I want to win next. Let's submit. And the best ideas start to surface, and we can start introduce them to mentors, investors, and then everybody truly wins.
Absolutely. And Dave, how excited are you to be on a ship with investors, mentors, as Giulio says, and other entrepreneurs who've gone before and, you know, unashamedly made a lot of money? What excites you most about being in that environment?
Yeah, hi, Giulio. How are you going?
Good.
Yeah, look, what a thrilling opportunity. I'm absolutely ecstatic, obviously. And to be honest, the thing that I'm focusing on is mentorship. The thing that I think that is most valuable that I can get out of my time there is mentorship.
Not money? I would have thought money.
Well, look, I think...
An investor.
Right. I think it's such a good opportunity for me to just soak up as much information as possible surrounded by Australia's best successful entrepreneurs who have done it all, succeeded, but also failed on their journey to success and learnt all their lessons. I can learn from their experience and their journey and I can convert that into my own success. Along the way, at some point, I'll have to raise capital. But as far as this is concerned, as far as this trip to Antarctica is concerned, I'm just so thrilled to be surrounded by such a dynamic and powerful group of people.
So, Giulio, who's going? Who are the? We keep talking about this group of top entrepreneurs from Australia. Who are they? Who are some of these besides yourself from JDL Strategies, obviously?
Thank you, Heidi. Look, I got John Odlam coming. He is a guy who 40 years ago he was a vet in Queensland, and his company just went over $1 billion in value last year. So imagine a guy who's a vet who thinks, you know what? I'm going to work with another vet, and we're going to buy the practice next door so I can have my weekends off. That was his motivation 40 years ago.
It's nice when you hear those sort of humble sort of stories that go ballistic.
And he is on the boat And John is such a beautiful, humble man, and he's a billionaire, and his intention is to teach others to come on the path, and his mantra is, how can we do it better? Cool. I got a young woman by the name of Amy Havaka, and she is a powerhouse. She is, you know, in her late 20s, and Amy was, you know, employed by a government agency to e-procurement, and her task was to save $3 million. You know, she saved them $12 million. So she totally challenged the status quo. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's on the boat. Next thing, she's in the middle of, she's in Abu Dhabi, right? Where the king is asking her in her late 20s to build a, to help him to build a university. So this, we're talking about a very powerful young woman who is like, yeah, I'm happening and I know it. And again, she has another platform she's launching, and we're getting investors behind her and conversations like that. I got Sebastian from Blue Chili. Sebastian, when I speak with Sebastian, often what I get is Sebastian is in the future already. He has a fund. He has a $10 million fund. He has a bunch of people pitching ideas to him, and he just picks the 1 to 2% of the best ideas. And one of the things that Sebastian is going to teach us is how to put your ideas to a machine that actually helps you to pitch, prepare, and get ready. What we're doing, Unstoppables, is a platform for grown-ups. And I'm not talking about...
It doesn't sound like it's for grown-ups. Come on, Julio.
No.
Getting on grown-ups, a ship and going...
Grown-ups for me are just people that will not take... Their limitations do not define them.
Well,
that's what I wanted to define it. So, they want to become unstoppable. And what do I need to do? Who do I need to hook up? Who do I need to learn from? Where do I get the money? And that's what we want to facilitate.
Well, I do think that you are a bit unstoppable, Julio. And when are you going? When is the ship launching?
We leave it in 2 weeks. We are going to be in Antarctica on Australia Day, the 26th of January. And our idea is to get on the ice and fly the big flag. It'd be awesome. It'll be outstanding.
Well, I'm sure it will be outstanding. It's going to be cold. But, Julio, thank you once again for joining me here on 2GB to chat about it. And I do wish you a very safe trip down there to Antarctica. And I'm hoping that you might actually be able to dial in on the Entrepreneur Show while you're down there on the ship and tell us how it's going. And tell us that Dave's alive and well.
Yes, we will. As a matter of fact, Heidi, I just want you to know before I go, we are taking satellite phones so we can call you, okay?
Oh, sounds fabulous. Look forward to it. Thanks so much for joining me on the program tonight, Julio.
Have a good evening and see you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
This podcast proudly supported by St. George Business Banking, helping Australian businesses start up and grow.